I would like our young friends to come forward this morning. Well. I want to see how well you guys know your Bible. All right? You ready for your quiz? I want you to complete this sentence for me, all right? God so loved the world that...
He saved us all.
Very good. You guys are great. He gave his only begotten Son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I think it's probably the most famous, most popular piece of New Testament scripture there is. Do you know what verse it is? Do you know where it comes from? What gospel? The gospel of the first four books of the Bible, and they tell the story of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You got one guess, but it's one in four. It begins with a J. It ends with an N.
John,
all right. And you were going to say that too, weren't you? John 3:16. Sometimes you'll see on sporting events, you know, somebody holding up a big sign says, John 3:16. Well, they're alluding to that verse. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Well, let's parse that. Let's look at that verse, okay? Because it's a very important one. It begins with what word? God, right? God so loved the world. So who is... What does this verse tell us about God? That God so what the world? God so loved the world. In other words, we're talking about a God who doesn't condemn the world. God is not a policeman who stands up there with his baton ready to hit you over the head the first time you disobey him or do something that he's not happy about. Is that God? God is the one who opens his arms and embraces you and holds you close to his heart and says, I love you guys. I love you. And you know what? I'm going to love you to the end. Isn't that good news?
Yeah.
That's why this verse is so popular. God so loved. And who does God love?
Everyone.
The world. Everyone. You know, so you could be a pretty bad guy. And you know what? God still loves you. You can make all the mistakes in the world. And you know what? God still loves you. God so loved the world that God gave his only begotten Son. Which tells us that God is a giver. You know who the biggest giver in the world is? It's not Santa Claus. It's not even your parents. You know who the biggest giver in the world is? God. And what gift did God give the world? God gave the world something though. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave Jesus to the world as a gift. He said, this is my Son. And Jesus is going to show you all and tell you all about me. And so there's never going to be any mystery. You're never going to be able to say, I don't know anything about this God, because Jesus is a replica of the Father. Jesus tells us everything we need to know about what it means to be faithful and true and how much. Over and over again, he says it in all of his teachings, God loves us and he's with us and nothing will ever separate us from him. All right? So God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him. Now, you know what it means to believe in someone?
Trust them.
Trust. Stop right there. Because I can't think of a better definition in the world than the word trust. To trust someone means you rely on someone, right? You rely on your parents, don't you? And they come through, don't they, time and time again? You better say that because your mom is out there. So that when you're hungry, they provide food. When you need clothing, they take you out to the store and you come back and you got some new clothes, right? They make sure that you're safe. They pay all the bills for the house and make sure all the electricity so you can get on your computers and play your Game Boys, right? So you know that they're providers, but they do it why? Not because they have to. There's nobody standing over them with a hammer saying, now you got to provide for your children or else. They do it because they
love you.
The same way that the Father loves the Son, in the same way that the Son loves us. And one more point too. In the beginning, it says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Remember this, that God's greatest gifts, you know how they come to us? In the form of people. He gave his only begotten son. He didn't give us gold, didn't give us diamonds, he didn't give us new cars, didn't give us a new house, didn't give us the latest computer or iPhone. God so loved the world that he gave his son. He gave us people, gave us a person, which means that the greatest gifts in our lives are people, are persons. Your brother and your sister to each other. He gave you each other. He gave you your parents. He gave you the rest of your family and your friends and your extended family, of which we, the church, are part of it. He fills your life with human beings. And these are the greatest gifts we could ever have, are human beings, are people. And sometimes we forget that, you know, because we're so busy looking at how much land and real estate we have, looking at how much money we have in the bank, looking at how much food we have in our refrigerators, or how many games we have in the closet. The greatest gifts are always what? People. People. Together. People. All right. So you're going to remember that, right? All right. Let's hold hands and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave us your only begotten Son. And we would ask that you would help us to continue to rely on him, to trust in his word, to walk in the paths that he set for us, because we know that he loves us and that everything he does for us is out of his great concern. May we love others in the same way that we are loved, so that others may come to know just what a great Savior we have in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.